The announcement early this morning of an arrest. Attorney General Eric Holder was up all night.
Faisal Shahad was arrested in connection with the attempted car bombing in New York on Saturday. Mr. Shahad, an American citizen, was taken into custody at JFK Airport in New York as he attempted to board a flight to Dubai.
Shahad has Pakistani origins. He recently visited Pakistan for 5 months. He's expected to appear in Manhattan federal court later today. And in a statement just issued by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, he's allegedly accused of driving a car bomb into Times Square on the evening of May 1st, 2010. The charges have not been released at this point.
And this morning, the FBI searched Shahzad's former home at Shelton, Connecticut, just outside Bridgeport. Neighbors there say Shahzad and his family left the house last year. They apparently told reporters they thought Shahzad had worked on Wall Street. We're joined now by Ray Rivera, a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And Ray, what other details have you found out about this man?
Well, not a lot so far. As you mentioned, we did talk to a neighbor of his in Shelton this morning, and she said that he had moved away a year ago and didn't know where he had left. She thought he had moved to Missouri or Minnesota. She seemed to say that he didn't speak or spoke limited English, and that his wife as well. They had two young children, a daughter about four and a son about one. And when you see their pictures on Facebook, they seem like a typical American, somewhat chic couple. Photograph of him, this is a Facebook page that was pointed out to us by his neighbor, shows him in a sweatsuit and designer sunglasses, and he's next to his wife, who's also wearing sunglasses, and they're holding a child, and they look very happy, and nothing about the photograph suggests that he would be plotting anything nefarious.
We've gotten reports that the wife and children moved back to Pakistan and he was visiting them for 5 months. Is there any confirmation of that?
Not that I have right now. I've been out here in Bridgeport early this morning, so you may be getting more information than I'm getting right now.
But the family did leave Bridgeport a year ago?
That's according to this neighbor, right.
Okay.
In their Facebook pages, they said that they were in Norwalk. Now, we know that he purchased this vehicle about 2 weeks ago, and how long it took him from that time on to construct this this explosive device is uncertain. So,
I'm sure we'll get more details.
I think a lot more is going to start coming clear today.
Yeah, as the day progresses. Ray Rivera is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. He's in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And that's a look at some of the stories that we're watching this morning.